Upon the ground. translation after Prahlada Maharaj has spoken this way and become silent, Hiranyakasipu, blinded by anger, threw him off his lap and onto the ground. Text 34, they did not get angry. His reddish eyes, like molten copper, Hiranyakasipu said to his servants, "O demons, take this boy away from me. He deserves to be killed. Kill him as soon as possible." Text 35, this boy Prahlad is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family to engage in the devotional service of the enemy Lord Vishnu, like a menial servant. Prabhupada Hiranyakasipu considered his son Prahlad Maharaj to be the killer of his brother because Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in devotional service of Lord Vishnu. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj would be elevated to Sarupi liberation. In that sense, he resembled Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Prahlad was to be killed by Hiranyakasipu. Devotees, Vaishnavas, attain the liberations of Sarupa, Saloka, Sarasya, and Samipya, whereas the Mayavadis are supposed to attain the liberation of Sayuja. Sayuja Mukti, however, is not very secure, whereas Sarupya Mukti, Saloka Mukti, Sarasya Mukti, and Samipya Mukti are most certain. Although the servants of Lord Vishnu Narayan in the Bhagavad, the planets are equally situated with the Lord, the devotees there know very well that the Lord is the master, whereas they are the servants. His boy Prahlad is the killer of my brother, for he has given up his family and engaged in devotional service to the enemy Lord Vishnu like a menial servant. So this response of Hiranyakasipu is predictable, since Prahlad has just indicated that Hiranyakasipu and his teachers are all foolish, blind people who don't know the real goal of life, and that the process of worshipping the Lord is the goal of human life, and it's also very rarely achieved, and it cannot be achieved by anything except the mercy of great devotees. So in other words, he has summarized the Vaishnava philosophy as being the highest truth, whereas the teachings of Hiranyakasipu and his followers are completely useless. So naturally, Hiranyakasipu will become angry. He is not capable of getting good instructions. We see that the demon children, however, they actually followed the instructions of Prahlad, and they began chanting the name of Vishnu and doing kirtan and dancing, etc. So when they were young, the demons had some chance, but in a person like Hiranyakasipu, then he is not willing to hear the advice of Prahlad at all and understand the glories of devotion. And the reason, of course, was given by Prahlad, that is that people who are blindly attached to material enjoyment can have no attraction for the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, we understand that Hiranyakasipu was very attached to his material body and material enjoyment. Now, one particular cause of his hatred of the Supreme Lord and the process of bhakti is explained here, and that is that Vishnu, in the form of Varaha, had killed his brother Hiranyaksha. And therefore, Vishnu was an enemy. This, of course, is also a secondary reason, in one sense, based on the fact that one should investigate why the Supreme Lord killed Hiranyaksha in the first place. And we find that Hiranyaksha was not innocent. There was good cause for him to be killed by the Supreme Lord. He disturbed the whole world. The whole Bhumandala fell into the Garbhodak Ocean and put in danger the whole of civilization. So therefore, Vishnu, in the form of Varaha, had a very good reason for killing him. Secondly, of course, this hatred is based upon attachment to bodies. He's thinking Hiranyaksha is my brother and Vishnu was killed by brother, therefore I must hate him. So, in other words, he identifies with the body of his own brother. And of course, Hiranyakasipu himself identifies with his body. So Hiranyakasipu is fully in material bodily consciousness of himself and his relationship with his brother. Prabhupada gives the example that if someone's car is damaged and he's very attached to his car, then he'll accuse the other person who was damaged his car as you've injured me. The experience of the car getting damaged is equivalent to hurting the person himself. He identifies so much with his car. So similarly, people are attached to their relatives, family members. And when somebody injures them, then the hurt is equal to hurting themselves. So they identify with that. So when Vishnu kills Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakasipu feels that pain also. And he wants to take revenge on Vishnu. So, therefore, here we have an expression of great anger of Hiranyakasipu, because Prahlad is praising his enemy. And because of that, Prahlad also becomes his enemy. So even though Prahlad is his son, which is another relationship, he should be attached to his son. He, on the contrary, says, my son should be killed. So his hatred of Vishnu is more than his attachment to his son. Why would he be more attached to his brother than his son? One would think he'd be equally attached to his son. But there's another, must be another reason why he hates Vishnu so much. It cannot be just because his brother was killed. So, we understand that Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha are born in Daitya family. And Daityas by nature hate the Supreme Lord. It's their nature. They are enemies of the Devatas by their nature. They are enemies of the Supreme Lord by their nature. So, in that one sense, this killing of the brother and whatever is a secondary cause again. The main cause is that Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyaksha both have hatred of the Supreme Lord. They do not like that position of Vishnu at all. And anything that represents Vishnu, such as Devatas or great kings, is completely opposed to this. They hate the rules of Dharma, which advocate sense control. So, therefore, this hatred of the Supreme Lord is so much that he's willing to give up his own son, even though he should be attached to his son, because he is related to him, but he's not. So the overriding hatred of Vishnu becomes evident here. So Prabhupada mentions in the purport here that Prahlad, because he is a devotee of the Lord, will attain a form like the Lord in the spiritual world. So he'll be like Vishnu, very similar to Vishnu. And Vishnu is his enemy, so therefore he must hate Prahlad, because he will become like Vishnu. So it is true that the devotees can attain forms like the Supreme Lord. That is called Sarupya. Or they can attain Salokya, the same planet as the Lord. Sarsti, great powers and opulence like the Lord. Or Samipya, closeness to the Supreme Lord. But they never desire to have Sayuja. They will refuse that. But it is also said that the real devotee does not even desire Sarupya, Sarosti, Sarsti, or Samipya. He only desires to serve the Lord. He never desires Yuja. But he doesn't desire the others also. So service is the prominent factor in the devotee's consciousness. And these things are all secondary. They're not things to strive for. So in the Nectar Devotion, at the beginning there, Rupa Goswami describes that the devotees of the Lord are like makara in the ocean of rasa. And the rivers lead into the ocean, the five rivers of liberation. But the makaras, the devotees, do not go into the rivers. They are only in the ocean of rasa. Which indicates on their own one can attain sarsti and salokya and sarupya and salipya. But that does not guarantee prema. Therefore the rivers are separate from the ocean. At the same time, they're connected, but they're not the same thing exactly. So yes, the rivers flow into the ocean. So on attaining great service to the Lord in prema, you can get these different qualities also. But it doesn't depend on it. The rasa in the ocean does not depend upon the rivers at all. So, therefore, it is said that the devotees will not accept any of these types of liberation if it is devoid of service to the Lord. So service to the Lord is the desire of the devotee, not these things. So it is also said by Jiva Goswami that Sarsti, having powers like the Lord, also generally is not desired by the devotees. They don't want to become equal in power to the Lord. And Salokya and Sarsti are automatically achieved in one sense when one goes to the spiritual world and gets a spiritual body. But actually, the devotee does not strive to be exactly like Krishna. He simply strives to serve Krishna. He may not get a form exactly like Krishna. He'll have a cowherd form, maybe, but not like Krishna exactly. So he hasn't got a desire to have an exact form like that, but to have a spiritual form of some sort. There may be a female form also, a Manjari or Gopi or whatever. And of course, with other forms of the world, like Ramchandra, then one will kind of have a human like form, basically, but not a form like Ramchandra. And if one worships Vishnu, one can get a form, two types of forms. One can get a female form there, which is not exactly like Vishnu. Or one can have a male form like Vishnu with four arms. But again, that devotee does not strive for same powers like the Lord. He only tries to serve the Lord. And he's not exactly like the Lord either. There's a few details which are different. Salokya, of course, is also there, that one attains the same place as the Lord, and the same loka as the Supreme Lord. So one goes to the spiritual world. Naturally, if one worships Krishna, one goes to his place. If one worships Rama, one goes to his place in the spiritual world. If one worships Vishnu, one goes to his place in the spiritual world. So that is automatic with the devotee. But the devotee is not demanding that. because the devotee is equally satisfied to stay in the material world if he can serve the Supreme Lord. And that may happen. The devotee may participate in the Lord's pastimes in the material world in some universe. So the devotee is completely happy with that also. He doesn't go to the spiritual world. He can be in Vrindavan in some universe in the material world performing pastimes with the Lord. He's not going to complain about that. It's the same thing for him. So he doesn't say, I have to go to the spiritual world. Yeah? So that's not his desire. Of course, we also say that because of bhakti, the devotee attains prema, and because of prema, and then he gets a spiritual body in the spiritual world with the Lord eternally. So that is so. But his desire is not that he has to go to the spiritual world, as long as he can serve the Lord. So if he to serve the Lord in some material universe, birth after birth, in different pastimes, that's not going to complain about that. So, Sarsti, on the other hand, generally the devotees do not want to have similar powers at all to the Lord. They don't desire that, and they may refuse it in most cases. Those who practice mixed bhakti can get all these three things, karma, mistra, bhakti. And they will be very happy with these things. In fact, they may want these things as part of their goal. So this is a transformation of material desires into spiritual desires, so to speak, things in the spiritual world. Nevertheless, it's not the highest type of purity because it becomes prominent over the service. So therefore, those who have karma, mistra, bhakti eventually become purified, but still, because of the weakness in their bhakti, they get things like this, and they're very happy with that. So they get a very nice place in the spiritual world, a very nice body in the spiritual world, very nice powers in the spiritual world. So they're satisfied with that. And the Lord gives them according to their desires. So they have no material desires, but at the same time, they do not have prema. So, therefore, they're like enjoying in the rivers, fish enjoying in the rivers rather than the ocean. So, samipya, closeness to the Lord. This is also a benediction in one sense, but we see that the devotee does not demand that. And we see that there are different types of devotees. Now, of course, we have topmost devotees, and then just the devotees of Krishna, the gopis, and the cowherd boys, and Nanda and Yashoda, etc. So they have definitely samipya, very close. But we'll find that some of the people are there in the spiritual world. They're not so close. They act like parents. Some of the cowherd people. There's friends also, not in the immediate circle of Krishna. There are gopis who are not in the direct service of the Astasakis or whatever like that. And in fact, many of the persons, devotees, especially the sadhakas, they don't even desire to have such a position. They desire only to serve those devotees and have a similar mood to them. So they don't demand direct contact with Krishna at all. So they don't demand to be right next to Krishna all the time. Okay? They only desire to serve Krishna and to have the proper mood. That's all they want. And of course, we see in terms of Sakis and Manjaris, the Manjaris don't have direct contact with Krishna. They only serve the Sakis and Krishna for their meeting. And they don't serve directly also. Okay? So the devotee also does not demand closeness to the Supreme Lord in the sense of physical contact with the Supreme Lord. And even with the greatest devotees, the Lord also disappears. So therefore, the Lord is never constantly with anybody. So he will disappear from the gopis and from Radha, etc., and the Rasalila. He will separate from them in the material world. He will leave Vrindavan and go off to Mathura and then to Dwarka, etc. So where is the samipya? Separate. So in that sense, physical contact is not there all the time. Of course, in another sense, yes, the Lord is with the devotee because he appears internally to them in another form. So he never leaves the devotees at all. So he's always in their heart, so to speak.
So therefore, even samipya is not the desire of the real devotees. They only desire to serve the Lord in the best capacity, try to please Him. So in this way, the devotees do not demand these things, whereas other persons who may have impurities may also mix this with their bhakti and want these particular things as part of their attainment or goal. So then that becomes a type of mixed bhakti. And the result of that is that they do not get the same perfection and the same intensity in their relationship with Krishna. So it is said that those that practice karma nishtha bhakti are superior to the karma yogis and stuff like that, because they go beyond brahmaloka and all that. They're superior to the gyanis who get liberation, obviously. But they are less than those who practice suddha bhakti or uttama bhakti. So those who practice uttama bhakti get prema. Those that practice mixed bhakti do not get prema. They end up, karma nishtha bhaktas will end up in this position. Gyan nishtha bhaktas, if they actually are worshipping Krishna or Vishnu or anyone, but they also have some tinge of liberation and then wanting liberation, they will attain Shantarasa. So we can say that is prema in one sense, but it is also a very low form of prema, because the direct service also is absent at that stage. They're satisfied with seeing the Lord, for instance. And those who are in Sarupi, etc., they're satisfied with meditating on the Lord. They don't even want to see the Lord. So the karma is revolved in the spiritual world, but they do not directly serve the Lord at all. They simply meditate on the Lord and they're satisfied with that. So, therefore, these things are not the actual goal of the devotees practicing Suddha Bhakti or Pure Bhakti. But they, according to the type of bhakti one is practicing, they will get these things in some way or other in relation to the Supreme Lord and service to the Lord. Whereas those who strive for these will get these things, but the devotion to the Lord is less, so therefore their final attainment is also less in the spiritual world. So, sayujya, on the other hand, is completely rejected by all these types of devotees, because it denies the form and the qualities and the activities and service to the Lord completely. So, all these types of devotees, whether they are mixed devotees or pure devotees, will reject this sayujya. Sometimes, however, sayujya has another meaning. And that is the sense that is used in Sri Sampradaya when they talk about sayujya mukti. They say that means having closeness to the Lord, merging one's bhava with the bhava of the Lord, more or less. So then that sense, okay, that is a sayujya also. Just as Radha and Krishna are in sayujya, they are together. And it's mentioned that I think it is Shishupal got sayujya. So, the explanation is, no, he did not merge in Brahman. He actually got prema. Sayujya, then he met the Lord, that's all. He attained the Lord in the spiritual world. That's what it means, sayujya in that sense. So he met the Lord in the spiritual world, getting prema. And of course, if they're Jaya Vijaya, they can never become Sayuja anyway. That's another thing. If they were coming from the spiritual world, they would retain forms in the spiritual world, that's all. So therefore, Sayuja is not the desire of any of the devotees, and the Lord never awards that to them in the strict sense of impersonal realization of the Lord. So, because all of these devotees, whether they're mixed devotees, Gyanis or Karmanis or Bhaktas, or pure devotees, they meditate upon the Lord with His form and His qualities. Whereas in the Sayuja merging, one does not realize form and qualities at all. So the aspiration is completely different from that. So they don't attain that. So it is said that the Lord will award this to gyanis or yogis who desire this. They actually desire a form of liberation where the Lord has no qualities and no activities. So Jiva Goswami explains that Brahman simply means non-manifestation or non-realization of the Shaktis of the Lord. The Lord isn't out of the Shaktis. He's Shaktiman. But when we realize the Lord without the Shaktis, he becomes Brahman. That's all. So what one does sadhana, ignoring the Shaktis of the Lord, then one ends up with a Brahman. So, this is the aspiration of Gyanis and Yogis, often. However, even the Gyanis and Yogis cannot attain the Sayuja Mukti without the mercy of the Lord. They cannot do it on their own endeavor. Because even Brahman is an aspect of Bhagavan. It's spiritual world, it's not material world. And the sadhanas of yoga and jnana are also material. Uddhava gets message, teachings of Krishna in 11th canto, and Krishna says, the jnana, sadhana is sattva guna. It is material. So the only result is to give material. If you want liberation, you have to give up jnana, sadhana. If you do bhakti and you get liberation, you do not give up bhakti because it's not nirguna. So in the spiritual world you do bhakti, in the material world you do bhakti. If you go to sayujya, you have to give up sadhana jnana because it's sattvaguna. So how can sattvaguna produce liberation? It cannot. It can get you to a pure stage of sattvaguna, that's all. So to attain liberation, the Gyani also needs the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, we cannot offend the Lord. So if the Gyani offends the Lord by rejecting his form, qualities, activities, etc., and says it's a material form, no possibility of getting liberation at all. He stays in the material world. He only thinks he is liberated. He's Vimukti Manina. But he's not. So a real Gyani who wants to get liberation, now the only way he can do that is by accepting the form of the Supreme Lord and doing a little bit of worship. Even though he wants to merge into it finally, still he wants to worship the Lord. And the Lord will be merciful and he'll okay merge. You can realize me without form, qualities, activities. If you want that, you get that. So therefore these other processes are not independent, they are also dependent on bhakti, and whatever attainment they get also is dependent upon worship of the Supreme Lord to some degree. But it is inferior. So Sayuja is a type of liberation because it is an aspect of the Supreme Lord. But it is the Lord without the Shaktis. Whereas Sarupya Saloki Sarsi Samipya, that is derived from Sarup Shakti of the Lord. Spiritual world comes from the Sandini Shakti of the Lord. And the form of the Lord and the form of the devotees comes from the Sandini Shakti of the Lord. The qualities come from Sandini Shakti of the Lord. So all of this is derived from Shakti of the Lord, whereas Sayuja, no Shakti at all. So it is quite different. But it is spiritual, so therefore it is classed as liberation beyond the material world. So any of these also are attained by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, not by individual endeavor. So in this way, Hiranyakasipu hates his own son because his son represents and teaches about Vishnu. So his hatred of Vishnu is more than even his material identification with his own son, which means very, very strong feelings of hatred against the Supreme Lord. We see, of course, that the hatred was so strong that for three lifetimes the hatred continued. In spite of the association of the Lord three times, it continued. And this, of course, is over a long period of time because this takes place in Chakshushamambandhara. And then Ramchandra is in the 24th cycle of Vaivasvatamambandhara. And then Krishna is in the 28th cycle of Vaivasvatamambandhara. So a long period of time going. Still, hatred does there again. He fights with the Lord again. Fights with the Lord again. That's hatred. But we see that finally the Lord killed him and he went to the spiritual world. How did it happen? How did he give up his hatred? You can't go to the spiritual world with hatred. But yet he hated the Lord in this form. He hated the Lord when he saw Ramchandra. He hated the Lord in Sishupala. But yet, Krishna killed him and he got in the spiritual world. Was it simply that, and he got a form in the spiritual world also? So it's explained that the reason that he went to the spiritual world is because Krishna is special. He is superior to Nrsimhadev and Ramchandra, who are also Purna Avatar. What is a special thing in Krishna? His form and his name are very powerful. He manifests more qualities than Ramchandra or Nrsimhadev. And therefore, in spite of the hatred that Shishupala had for Krishna, he also simultaneously became attracted to him because of Krishna's attractive qualities, which were not manifested in Narasimha or Ramchandra. So he could not help thinking of Krishna in hatred. Well, just as Kamsa constantly thought of Krishna while he was eating, sleeping, talking, anything, he's thinking Krishna, Krishna. So similarly, Shishupala thinking Krishna, Krishna all the time. So therefore, due to the attractive qualities of Krishna, that this Jiva, who was formerly Hiranyakasipu and Ravana, as Shishupala, he got absorbed in constant meditation on the Lord involuntarily through hatred. So therefore it is said that one can approach the Lord by dvesha also. This is the example of dvesha, approaching the Lord. And constant meditation on him in the form of Krishna, not as Rama, not as Narasimhadev. So this example is given to show that Krishna is superior in his manifestation of qualities to Rama and Narasimhadev. Because the same person three times saw the Lord, but nothing. He didn't get liberated in the other time. But didn't concentrate on Narasimhadev, didn't concentrate on Rama. But he constantly thought of Krishna, 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 his whole life. And what did that constant thinking of him do in hatred? It purified him. So his motive was hatred. Then he thought of the Lord. Because he thought of the Lord, it purified him. Of course, it's not the best process to follow. He at least concentrated on the Lord that way. And that got rid of all of his karmas and even his hatred ultimately. When his hatred and his karmas and all of his vasanas were destroyed, then it looked as if the Lord killed him because he threw a Sudarshan Chakra at him. But the Lord's desire is not to kill him because he had been purified. So when the chakra touched him, he got prema. Okay. So the hatred, just as Ajamil was purified by accidentally chanting the name of Vishnu, he didn't have any hatred, so that was easier. But with Shishupala, he hated the Lord, so that's negative, it's aparadi actually. So accidental chanting won't work in the same way as with Ajamil, who was no hatred, no aparadi. Shishupala was a deliberate aparadi, hated the Lord like anything, the three births, so very difficult to purify. Still, constantly thinking of the Lord and saying his name, Rascal Krishna, over and over all day long for many, 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 many years. It had the effect to finally destroy his karmas and bad activities, etc. Whereas instantaneous, it happened when Ajamil named his son Ryan, and instantly all his karmas are gone. Shishupala, no. But two things. One, Krishna, the name of Krishna is very powerful. So it can also work on the aparadhi. But it takes time, not instantaneous in that case. It takes time. So, therefore, it was purified. And then, with the Sudarshan Chakra's contact, which is not different from the Supreme Lord, then he got that qualifier for position in the spiritual world. So, that is, example is given to show that the form of Krishna is the complete manifestation of all qualities of the Supreme Lord, where they're not manifested so much in Rama or Narsimha or other forms. And therefore, when Hiranyakashipu gets killed, he does not get a Sarupya in the spiritual world. He does not get any form. He comes back to Mien and born another demon. But what benediction of being killed by the Lord? At least you don't go to hell. So one of the qualities of the Supreme Lord among 64 qualities, it's superior to Jivas and to Shiva, etc., among the five extra qualities, is when the Lord kills a demon, they get a Subha Gati, good destination. So therefore, Hiranyakasipu became Ravana, didn't go to hell, enjoyed very nicely Lanka. Then he's killed by Rama, didn't go to hell. Enjoyed very nicely as Shishupala, now the king. So they get enjoyment on earth when the Lord kills them. But when Krishna kills, different. So it is Krishna who actually can take the demon to the spiritual world. When they meditate on him and they're purified, and Krishna kills them, and they get prema, and then they go to the spiritual world. So Krishna is different because he manifests all wonderful qualities. So because of those wonderful qualities, the demons become absorbed in Krishna. And therefore, they get a different result than when other forms of the Lord kill the demons. Yeah. No. Apparently there'll be the devotees like we have these other Prahlad and other people like that. Regular persons. Yeah. Well, just like people who worship Ramchandra don't get a form like Ramchandra of the dream. They become like citizens of Ayodhya.
Maharaj, you said that Shishupala got Sajija Mukhavarasam, but he got Krishna Prem also.
Who's that?
So, Shishupala?
He actually got a form in the spiritual world.
He also got Krishna Prem.
Yeah.
After doing so much of offenses and against directly to the Lord, and so much of offenses he has committed, still he has got Krishna Prem by the will of the Lord. But what is our position? We are committing small soul offenses to the devotees and Lord and serving all. What will happen for us?
Well, the position of when Krishna is present is different from when he's not present, because the demon gets killed by the Supreme Lord, and then at least he gets some advantage. Either he gets a nice body, or in the case of Krishna, he can go to the spiritual world because of the absorption in the Lord. When the Supreme Lord is not present, of course, then the situation is different. We depend on sadhana.
But does not apply that
yam yam
bhavismaranam bhavam tejat kyante kalabham, that sloka is applying that. To think against the Lord and something like that, then according to that, you
know, he's thinking of the Lord all the time. So he attained the Lord. Even in Dvesha, it works with Krishna because he becomes absorbed in Krishna through hatred. Then that absorption in Krishna's form eventually destroys the aparadha.
But after going to the spiritual world, he's not continuing to solve this.
No. He's got prema. The continuous meditation on the Lord destroys all of his faults.
Same kind of thing with devotees. One devotee speaks to another devotee in a bad way. If the devotee might be something good.
Well, it probably won't be constant. This is constant meditation on the Lord because of Krishna's attractive qualities. So one's not constantly meditating on devotees in that way.
Then he
gets his liberation then, we can say.
Sorry?
He gets his liberation then. No, at the end. After the three births. So it's guaranteed, in other words, so it's not immediate.
Later I hear that Hiranyakashipu and Shishupal, they have come as a Jagai Mata in Kali Yuga. You get the Krishna Prabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there.
Yeah, of course that's not in Gorgonodesh Deepika. It's not mentioned there. When it identifies there with associates, I looked there, it wasn't there, so I don't know where that comes from. Maybe Bhakti Vinod Thakur or something. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not there, it's also not there in Gorgonodesh Deepika. Since Yajnavalkya is merging in the Lord, some may argue that it isn't. That isn't it better to be in the Lord's form always? As Lakshmi is with the Lord. Well, it doesn't mean that. Yuja means no realization of the Lord's form. Well, there's two types of Yuja. One is merged into the form of the Lord, which Paramahama yogis may want to do. Or the Brahmavadis, they don't accept a form at all. So they don't merge into any form at all. They just become consciousness. That's all. That's it. Consciousness. therefore, it's not equivalent to Lakshmi on the Lord's heart, because Lakshmi doesn't merge with the Lord. She's still separate. And she still serves the Lord. Whereas one who merges into the Lord does not serve the Lord at all, has no desire to serve the Lord. He wants to identify completely with the Lord or with consciousness. So it's different. Does a jiva in this material world have to choose which type of mukti they want? Or is the mukti assigned? No, well, generally we don't want those muktis at all. Of course, according to one's service, the Lord awards what is favorable for that service in the spiritual world, that's all. The four types of mukti are available to jivas in Vaikuntha. What about Goloka? What type of mukti? Well, similar. So you can have similar form. Some people do have similar form, like Uddhava. Sarupya. Salokya, yes, the same planet. Samipya, you can be near the Lord. Sarsti, you can have powers, special powers also. So those things can be there in Goloka also.
Maharaj, Uttama Bhakti, we say it's Jnana Karmadi Anavrita.
Yeah.
And we have 64 Angas. Those Angas pertain to the Uttama Bhakti, not the Karma Mishra or Jnana Mishra.
Well, one can do that bhakti and then mix desires with it, or mix Angas of Karma or Jnana with it, then it becomes Karma Mishra Bhakti, same Anga.
So the Angas are same, the intention with which you do is what matters. Makes it as Karma.
Yeah. But generally Karma Mishra Bhakti or Jnana Mishra Bhakti means mixing parts of the processes of those things with the bhakti. So in other words, we do hearing and chanting, we mix that with some aspects of karma yoga, maybe worship of devatas or sanjaya vandana, I don't know, karma yoga things like that, rituals of karma yoga, and we do the both things together. And it's not harmful unless it becomes very prominent and then it detracts from the bhakti, or along with that you carry over the desires
for liberation
or enjoyment in the material world, which is karma yoga, etc., getting to Svarga Loka, then that's worse. Or even without the angas, you can also have the intention of enjoying in Svarga Loka or something, or getting material rewards or something. Then it's also, we could say, it's impure, even though it is not mixing the angas of bhakti. The intentions are wrong, so therefore that is also considered wrong.
And does Bhagavatam talk about characters who fall into Karma Mishra or Jnana Mishra? We have a Brihad Bhagavatamrita wherein it starts with what, Prahlad or Pandavas?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
are they Mishra Bhaktas or are they
Uttama? Oh, those are generally pure. But we find others like Gajendra.
Oh, Gajendra is a Mishra Bhakta.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want freedom from suffering, like
okay.
that. Dhruva. Artha.
Oh, okay, Artha.
He started out like that, then became pure later on.
Oh, later.
Yeah. So that's example.
Exactly.
Mixed desires,
okay.
Not mixed elements of karma. Liberation, who desires liberation? Anybody? Well, you'll see often they are mixed. They will desire to serve the Lord and please liberate me from the material world and destroy my karma. So that's a type of mixture also, you know. And you'll see it even in the Bhagavad. Anyone who reads this story will be free from the karmas.
Yes.
So then the commentary uses the secondary result. That's not what the devotee really desires this. The spiritual world, one gets a nice form, etc. One does not directly serve the Lord. So therefore, we say no direct service. Shanta, even Shanta Rasa with Gyan Misra Bhakti, no direct service to the Lord. Yeah. So you can attain the spiritual world without that. But you can attain with Sarupya, Salokya, etc. with service to the Lord also, if you do pure bhakti. But if you got mixed bhakti, you attain those things without the service.
Pranikasapu Naryaksha. Were Jai and Vijay, who are great devotees, so calling Naryaksha as a demon is not blasphemy of a devotee. Well, there, Naryaksha and Pranikasapu, in our particular day of Brahma, Gurjai and Vijay. But does not happen every day in Brahma. So then the regular jivas and the regular demons. And the other point is that they're also not directly Jai and Vijay. Because Jai and Vijay stay with the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world. They can never separate from the Supreme Lord. So therefore expansions or amsa forms came as and participated as these other forms, the Ranaksha and Ranikasapu, etc. Oh, Brahma Haridas. Well, it says he was not actually Brahma, he's another, he's a Brahman or something like that. Not actually. What's his Tapa Brahma or something like that? There's another story of someone who became Haridas Thakur, who was a Brahmana or something, not the Brahma. But the worshippers of Pranikasipu are Ravana. Would a spiritual world ever go to hell? Well, since the normal Pranikasipu and Ravana are demons, then you don't go to the spiritual world, obviously. If it's Jai and Vijay, then you would get some advantage because they're there. But it's always recommended that one worships direct forms of the Lord and the devotees of the Lord, not indirect forms like this, covered forms or whatever. No, it's an arrangement of the Supreme Lord only for pastimes.
Does the Satsanguba say they are from Karya Vaikuntham kind of a thing, or they are actually from the spiritual world? Because there is a spiritual.
Oh, well, there's another explanation given by Jiva Goswami, and that is that the Vaikuntha avatar, who's a Manvantara avatar, I think, for which, I think the third Manu Manvantara, I think, like that, is Vaikuntha. So he created a Vaikuntha in the spirit, in the material world. And that is where Jai and Vijay came from. That's his explanation of that. So they don't fall from the spiritual world, actually.
Antara Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki, as well as Manu Maharaj ki, when this is because of Sri Prabhupada ki, I go from them.
Yeah.
Before that, one day after.